And I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp. She is Executive Director of the Santa Fe Art Institute. She is with us many Friday mornings speaking of the arts. Bienvenida.
Bienvenida. Gracias.
How are you?
Very well. Good morning, Mary Charlotte. Good morning, Santa Fe.
Good morning.
I just want to open by saying 60,000 people live in Santa Fe. We have more amazing things going on than they have in most major cities of this country.
I know.
Or other countries as well.
It's completely nuts.
So it's with apologies that we present the just richness of all that's going on, because no one can get to everything.
No one can get to everything, and we can't get to everything.
Oh,
every week there's things that, when it's all done, it's like, oh no, I didn't announce that. And ladies and gentlemen out there in Radioland who have very diligently sent me your things, I do the best I can. We both do. What's going on?
Well, there are an amazing array of exhibition openings this evening, and you know me, the compulsive one. I go according to some sort of orderly system.
And you know me, the chaotic one.
So we're a perfect balance.
I do the best I can.
Axel Contemporary is opening The Art of the Chair. It's a group show. The reception is from 5 to 7 tonight, and it's outside of Zane Bennett Contemporary. So Zane Bennett also has an opening.
And that place is great.
Yes, Letting Go of the Piano Top. So check out both of those at the same time. Another great show is Blue Rain Gallery, and they have an exhibition. There's a lot of glass in town. There's an exhibition opening of glass at the Museum of Fine Arts also tonight. But at Blue Rain, they have a collaboration that's been going on for a while called Primitive and Elegant. It's part two. It's a collaboration between Preston Singletary, who's Tinglet, and does these amazing glass animals and traditional native forms. And he's working together with Dante Marioni, who does the most elegant and gorgeous blown glass vessels, and they combine them. It's a knockout. Check it out. Charlotte Jackson is opening Winston Roth's new paintings tonight. Collective Works Bookstore has an exhibition that opens tonight by Jan Denton, Karen Halbert, and Ellen Walton. All of these are at the same time. They run between 5 and 7:30. If you get there at 4 and you stay until 8, you'll be able to get almost all of them in. But it's quite remarkable. So as I mentioned, New Mexico Museum of Art is opening Chromatic Fusion, The Art of Fused Glass. It's artists who have been chosen to represent in the Emerge 2012 showcase. It's Kiln Glass. And the other one that's quite wonderful is out at the Santa Fe Community College, so you have to make a little trek to get to that one, is Familia Hogarfe. It's Dia de los Santos and Dia de los Muertos, and it's works by members of a group called Sangre Fuerte. A beautiful exhibition. Yaris Gallery has an exhibition that is quite phenomenal for this city. All of these are pretty much local and related work that we see over at Yaris Gallery, like at Charlotte Jackson. But here is the most remarkable. It's an exhibition called Mysteries Full Circle. It's paintings of Kenneth Noland. We don't often get to see the work of this important American minimalist.
Excellent. Well, that is a huge amount of stuff.
But and that's just galleries.
That's just, but as you said, you know, today may take the world record as the most beautiful day, weather-wise, in the history of the universe, and it just started.
Yes.
But it's a nice day, and it'll be a really nice day to go around town. Now, I have to say that even though this is speaking of the arts, we always have the cat of the week. And kitty, you sound like Robert Knott. Kitty caregivers.
Excuse me. I have been working on the Robert Knott, you know, sound for years. Ever since I got to Santa Fe, I said, I want to sound like Robert Knott.
So kitty caregivers are urgently needed. They need volunteers at the Petco Adoption Center. If you've got just 2 hours a week to give toward helping the kitties find their forever homes, it would be greatly appreciated. They also very much need foster homes, especially for kittens right now while they wait for permanent homes. Felines and Friends will provide you with everything you need, from foster kitties, from food to playpens to litter and all those kinds of things. They're a local cat rescue organization, and you can find them at fandfnm.org. You can call 505-316-2281. And probably in a moment, I'll have a cat of the week.
Excellent. Excellent. So also tonight is flamenco. And I have to just tell everybody, the flamenco's running Wednesday through Monday through October 21st. So don't make it tonight's priority. But they're opening the new flamenco performance at the Lodge. And Antonio Grajero and Entre Flamenco.
And they're really good.
They are really, really good. So don't put it on your list for tonight, but put it on your list to get there on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday night, all the way through October 21st.
Why not tonight?
Well, because there are so many other things to do tonight.
Yeah, but what if you want to do that?
If you want to do that, hey, you could go to all these openings and then head over there because they actually open later. They open at 8 p.m. So you're
okay.
Right. We could, but I'm just saying you don't have to do it. And these galleries and openings will be open for probably the rest of October, so you're going to have time. Spread it out. If you can't get to all of the opening receptions, get to all of these galleries. Also tonight, however, a one-off is Site Santa Fe's Artist Talk. Pablo Helguera is going to be speaking at 6 p.m. tonight at Site Santa Fe. He's one of the artists, very interesting, very smart guy who is in the More Real exhibition.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to hear from an artist who's actually part of that very important exhibition, get yourself over to Site Santa Fe and check it out.
Now, I still haven't even gotten to speaking of the arts because it's still all about animals, but I'll get to my part of the arts in a minute. But on Monday, we did a program with the Dixon Animal Protection Society and tried to do a ticket giveaway. But for whatever reason, there was a technical mishap on the radio station end. And
it's called a mishappening.
It's a mishappening and a Mr. Happening or whatever. But anyway, we're going to now give a ticket giveaway. Now, only call if you can go. So you can't call until I tell you what it is.
Got it.
The Dixon Animal Protection Society is having a doggy-styled fashion show, fundraiser, silent auction, and all kinds of wonderful things happening at this event. And it's on Saturday, October 13th, and it is in Dixon. So you
beautiful ride up to Dixon.
It's a beautiful ride.
Along the river. Oh, man, the Rio Grande. Beautiful.
It is. So if you want to go to Doggy Styles and support the animals, and by the way, they do a great job up in Dixon on very limited resources.
Yes, and they have a lot of animals to deal with.
They have a lot of animals to deal with, and these people are saints who have earned their place in heaven three times over already, I think. So anyway, if you would like to go to Doggy Styles, and you can go, we will actually send you a pair of tickets. So call us at the station, 428-1382, and give the wonderful and fabulous Mary Lynn your name and address, and we will send you the tickets.
Okay, so this weekend there are two unbelievably great studio tours. One is the Madrid Cerrillos studio tour, so you head out Cerrillos Road, and it'll take you right into the middle of it. And the other is the Abiquiu Art Tour. And you may not be able to spell Abiquiu, but I recommend it to you. It's on all day Saturday, all day Sunday in both places.
Q-U-I-U?
Yes, it's all right. I can never spell it, but I'm retarded.
If you're retarded, I don't exist.
There are day-long trips that you can take and just enjoy this gorgeous weather, the beautiful landscape, the aspens, the other flora that's turning colors. Get yourself out there and enjoy all of the diverse arts that exist that are sort of kept behind studio doors. Also, this Saturday, something really remarkable. The Robert Wood Dance Company is going to be performing at the Lemzig on Saturday night. Enjoy the day, hike, see lots of art, have good food, then come back and see Robert Wood Dance Company's Choreographia. Choreographia is a performance that will change your perceptions of contemporary dance.
Really?
Yes. Robert Wood danced with Merce Cunningham and worked when they were all together, Cunningham, Cage, and Rauschenberg, really transforming contemporary dance, taking it out of all of those traditional sort of molds and allowing for a kind of spontaneous form that comes out of really gifted dancers, musicians, artists, and choreographers. It's being performed 7:30 on Saturday night. Anyone who can get there, This is world-class dance.
You know what I'm doing tonight?
What are you doing tonight?
I'm driving to Albuquerque to go to the opera of Too Much Coffee Man.
Oh, that sounds... I heard that piece that you did with him. Just unbelievable. Again, let's recommend that.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
And you can just Google Too Much Coffee Man, the opera, and find out how to get there. And let's also let people know that on Sunday night, and I'm sorry that I'm not
That's
sufficiently
right.
chronological.
We're going to let you out of here because I want to do a lot of Saturday. So.
Well, okay, but on Sunday, there's a benefit concert for the Friendship Club and Children First with Hillary Smith and Soul Train.
I was going to get to that one as well. That's going to be, it's actually, I thought it was Soul Kitchen.
Yeah, I think it is Soul Kitchen.
It's
she
okay.
just wrote it wrong.
It's okay. That's an important benefit. It's going to be at the Lensic on Sunday night, and I'll get to that in its order and remind you.
Yeah, but no.
The other thing that's happening...
No.
Go ahead.
It's Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Lensic. For more information, 670-9609. There we have it.
Excellent. I won't even have to get to it. I was going to fill in the details. The other thing that's happening on Saturday night along and competing with Robert Wood Dance Company is a piece called Working. And you've heard all about
yes.
it here on the station with Mary Charlotte. It's the Santa Fe rep. We've got to come out and support our theater.
Yep, it's musical theater.
Musical theater. People complain that we have a lack of it. If we want it to thrive, we got to come out and support it. It's, you know, it's a collaboration between Steve Schwartz and Nina Faso. It's going to be fabulous. If you love Studs Terkel or Studs Tercel.
Which is the name of my car.
Thank you, people. It's going to be performed Thursdays through Sundays through October 14th. Get yourself a ticket. Get over and see it. In terms of book talks and presentations, Joanne Mapson is going to be talking about her new novel, Finding Casey. And that's at Collected Works at 3 p.m. on Saturday. So you'll be able to go to the book talk and then get on to one of the great performances.
Oh,
if, however, on Saturday you don't want to see art, what you really want to do is get out and really experience local history. It is the Harvest Festival out at Las Golondrinas. It's Saturday and Sunday. It's their annual fall celebration. It's quite wonderful. It's a historic museum. Most people don't take advantage of it. And I recommend that you find it on the map and go out and attend. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. all day long, both days.
And speaking of bookstores, tonight from 5 to 7:30, reception for a new art show at Collected Works Bookstore featuring oil and watercolor local artists Jan Denton, Karen Halbert, and Ellen Walton. Did you read that?
I already read that.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
That's okay. You're not listening to me. But here we are. We're getting into a duel. And the duel is, why is it that great organizations plan their major fundraisers on the same night? This Saturday is a catastrophe, and if you really love these organizations...
I'm going to both,
I propose,
which is not a good idea.
I'm going to three, so I need to tell you this is really going to be an event. The Barkin Ball is Saturday night.
At the Convention Center.
The Little Gala for a Big Cause, the Big Brothers and Big Sisters fundraiser, is going to be on Saturday night at the Hilton. The Painted Violins, the Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra, is going to be on Saturday night at Stearin Hall. And as you've just heard from Billy Siegel, bless his sweet heart, CCA is having its big salsa dance festival and fundraiser on Saturday night. Why?
Why, I tell you?
Why the same night? So I'm going to make it to three and to a 70th birthday party. Happy birthday. And if I was to go to the birthday party, I would do my very best to try and get to all five. It's really important to come out and support the organizations that provide so many services and wonderful, wonderful presentations for our city.
Maybe all the nonprofits in Santa Fe should write their names on the back of a deck of cards and then they just shuffle them and then deal them so that everybody has their gala on a different day.
Whatever. But folks, get to more than one of them. And if not even get to more than one of them, please support one of these great organizations.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to Sunday. Sunday's going to have a wonderful musical offering. At 3 o'clock, as Mary Charlotte said, you've got Soul Kitchen and Hillary Smith and Chris Drakup for the Friendship Club and Children's First at the Lensic Performing Center at 3 p.m. In the evening, you've at 7 p.m. at at St. John's, there's a performance called An Evening in E-flat Major that's going to be gorgeous, a piano trio and a piano quartet of Beethoven, Schumann, and Dvorak.
Nice.
How could you pass that up? Musica Antigua de Albuquerque is going to be presenting at the Christ Lutheran Church. It's called A Day in the Life, and they're performing medieval and Renaissance music at the highest level. And the other one is the Dunwells. It's a British folk rock group that's going to be at the Rail Yard Plaza outside. It's free. It's presented by the Rail Yard. So much music. More than that, we get into the fact that on Sunday, Jerry Ortiz Pino is going to be presenting a talk on education, and he's one of our state senators, and Journey Santa Fe is presenting that at Collected Work Bookstore at 11 a.m. The other thing that's going on is the 2012 New Mexico Film and TV Industry Mixer. It's to support New Mexico Women in Film. It's another fundraiser, and it's going to happen at La Posada at 4 to 7 on Sunday. So much going on, so many important organizations to support. Please come out.
The Southwest Trails Conference, hosted by the Santa Fe Conservation Trust as part of the International Mountain Biking World Summit, is having some guest speakers. Michael Kelly, who's co-founder of the International Mountain Biking Association, and Mary Monroles of Trails 2000 is there speaking on Wednesday, October 10th from 8:30 to 4. Actually, it's an all-day event.
Yes.
So for more information, it's at the Convention Center.
Yes, I was going to get to that one too.
It's super cheap. It's fun and very interesting.
One of the things that Creative Santa Fe has been working on is to see if we can make Santa Fe less a car-based city. And one of the things that the City of Santa Fe and the Trails Group has been working on brilliantly is figuring out ways to create trails that don't cross big streets, that don't get you into trouble, that don't threaten your life, so that people can begin to use their bicycles more and leave your car at home. We live in one of the most beautiful places.
Yeah.
Not to be able to walk everywhere and not to be able to ride your bikes and to be dependent on finding a parking space and just polluting the air in the city that is the cleanest air in the United States. Folks, let's pull it together.
Yeah.
Bikes are good.
Bikes are good, and if the
and
city
walking's
would,
good.
If the city would stop putting so much stuff in the bike lanes, it would be really nice.
Well, I think there's a conflict. They're trying to create bike trails, and they're trying to put in bike lanes where they can. This is not a city that will be easily transformed, but we need to keep focusing on it. On Monday, there is a gallery opening and a lecture with Steve Peters, and I want to thank Rob DeWalt for having done a remarkable, remarkable piece in this week's PASA.
Yay, Rob DeWalt.
Yay, Rob DeWalt. Yay, Steve Peters. The Santa Fe Art Institute, who's been building a working relationship that really benefits the city, especially with the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. Together we're bringing in Steve Peters, who is one of the most gifted acoustic and sound artists that's
ever
working today. And you'll hear him talk with Mary Charlotte on Monday morning.
Yep.
But he's going to be, he has two installations of sound work, one at the Atrium Hall at Benildis, and one in the gallery at, actually it's going to be in the courtyard at Santa Fe Art Institute. But Monday night at 6, he's giving a talk about his work, and I think it's one of the most enlightening talks that you're going to hear for quite a while. And then the following weekend, he's going to be running a workshop called Listening, Finding, Giving, Receiving. It's a workshop that'll run from 10 to 2, Saturday and Sunday. It's dirt cheap. It's a sliding scale, fee base. So anyone who wants to come can come. But what Steve Peters does is he's taken the landscape and ambient sound. He's taken the sounds that we tend not to hear or we try to block out, and he's collected them so that we suddenly hear them as the most extraordinary experience. And I recommend it to everyone. It's a quiet exhibition. it's a way of retuning your brain a little.
Yeah,
it really is. To get past the sound. And the work that he's going to be presenting at the Art Institute is a piece that takes voice and sound and space and pulls them together in the most elegant and just brilliant way. So take full advantage of this. You know, the Art Institute provides an ability for people to actually get to know the artists
yeah.
who do this amazing work.
Yeah, because he's here for a month.
Yes, the artists we bring in usually stay for the whole month. They work with the kids in the schools. They interact with the community. They are residents at the Santa Fe Art Institute with the other artists in residence.
Now, did you mention Ed Larson Art?
I'm getting to that one.
That's this Friday, today, from 5 to 7. He has an opening at the Ed Larson Art Gallery on Johnson Street downtown, and the painting that came up in this email is called Cute Dog.
He knew what
just
to
saying,
send to you.
Just saying, expressionist paintings. And Anne Hosfeld has an exhibition called Botanica, and that's also today, 5 to 7, New Concept Gallery at 610 Canyon Road.
Absolutely. If we can move on to next week so we can get everything in. On Tuesday, John Nichols, what a brilliant writer, local boy, and Taylor Streit are going to be reading from their respective books On Top of Spoon Mountain and Instinctive Fly Fishing, A Guide's Guide to Better Trout Fishing, 6 p.m. at Collected Works Bookstore. This is a phenomenal combination. They're both going to be amazing. Very different writers, very different subjects. And Cheryl and Bill Jameson, the cookbook authors, are going to be discussing Tasting New Mexico at the School for Advanced Research at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. So you can go over, you get to see the White Sisters' beautiful, beautiful retreat up there on Garcia Street, and then follow it down into the city to Galisteo and Water and check out John Nichols and Taylor Streit at Collected Works.
Excellent.
What an amazing bookstore.
I know, wonderful bookstore.
The other thing that's happening on Tuesday, and we really need to think about supporting this as well, is the Santa Fe Community Foundation's Pinon Awards and Community Forum is Tuesday night. It's at...
the forum's in the morning.
Oh, the forum's in the morning. You're right. Thank you.
I'm moderating one of the panels.
Oh, good for you. From 9 a.m. to noon is the forum. You're absolutely right.
And there's a segment on Veterans Affairs and a segment on immigration.
And if anybody listened to Amy Goodman this morning, we're getting to Amy Goodman again, about Veterans Affairs, you need to take advantage of the Community Forum on Tuesday. It's from 9 a.m. to noon. Really interesting programs, the League of Women Voters, panels, it's the works. And then at 5:30 in the evening at La Fonda, there is the dinner to honor the awardees. And they are a remarkable group of organizations and people here in Santa Fe. It's Little Globe, the Santa Fe for Students group, Friendship Club, the League of Women Voters. Come out and support the Pinon Awards and, by extension, support these groups.
Now, did you mention Santa Fe Living Treasures?
I didn't.
They're honoring three outstanding women, Priscilla McGill Carr, Rosalyn Eisenberg, and Evelyn D. Ward
on
Sunday, October 7th at 2 o'clock at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe. And the program honors community elders and exceptional individuals and couples over the age of 70, and it's a wonderful program, I think started by the fabulous Mary Lou Cook, wasn't it?
Yes.
And
yes.
So that's happening on Sunday at the Unitarian.
Excellent. On Wednesday, the 10th, one of the other amazing world-class events that's happening in Santa Fe, Amy Goodman is going to be talking with Dennis Moynihan, and Amy and Dennis have done a book called The Silenced Majority, and they are going to be talking about what's been going on over the past stretch of time to keep Americans from actually having a voice. It's a brilliant Lannan presentation. Again, God bless the Lannan Foundation.
Shout out to the Lannan Foundation.
Shout out.
You know, they've got a great exhibition over at the Lannan Foundation space, and
yes,
I went to the opening the other night, and it's photographs
that Don Usner took. We talked about that before I left to go to Utah last
week. I just want to encourage people to go over and see that, because it's photographs of all these people who have spoken at the Lannan Foundation.
It's a 15-year history of all of the amazing speakers the Lannan Foundation has brought.
And when you're in that space, you feel like all those people and all those evenings, and I wish I'd gone to them all. I certainly didn't. But that you feel like they're there with you, and that sense of community that those photographs create is really extraordinary.
Don Usner is one of the great riches of Santa Fe. He was born in Chimayo. He has an incredible history up there in Chimayo. And I'm recommending to everybody, he did a little book that was the first book I read about Santa Fe called Sabina's Map, that is about his grandmother and his grandmother's map that she drew of Chimayo, with little commentaries about the internecine, you know, struggles that go along in a small town. But Don Usner has been documenting Santa Fe for a very, very long time, and those portraits are gorgeous. They are accessible and warm, and you really get a sense of these sitters immediately upon seeing them. So check it out. But the gallery is only open on Saturdays.
It's only open on Saturdays.
Yes.
That's good to know. Now, at the CCA Cinematheque, Detropia, which is a movie about Detroit. I really liked it. You're making a face. It was good.
No.
I thought it was great. We did an interview on it yesterday.
Yes.
Is happening, opening, well, it opened last night in a special event, and it's going on all this week.
And probably longer, we're hoping.
Probably longer. And Samsara is at the CCA. That'll probably have a pretty long run, too.
Yeah.
The filmmakers of Koyaanisqatsi and a lot of people from Santa Fe. Wonderful genre of film, this non-narrative documentary.
Images that change and move and morph and relate to each other. It's quite beautiful. You know, another shout-out out there to Jason Silverman at CCA, who does amazing.
We shouted out to him twice today.
Curating. Thursday, in concert, Amy Mann at the Lensic. If you've never heard Amy Mann, world-class singer-songwriter, she's going to change your life. You'll be boogieing and weeping and smiling, and I just want to recommend that people get over to the Lensic. Another shout-out, Bob Martin. Bob Martin is one of the most wide-reaching and encyclopedic people I know. He has brought to the Lensic, and continues to do so, performers and performances. You know, you move from Choreographia to Amy Mann through a whole host of other performers. This is a guy who knows his audience, and he knows the world of performance. Please, everybody, next time you see Bob Martin, run up and give him a hug.
Yep. Well, it's about time to go.
I know.
And I have one more, and it's about dogs.
Well, a perfect way to close Friday morning. I was trying to get everything in so tightly.
And you did. Buddy and Olivia are a brother and sister mini schnauzer team who just turned two. They are very sweet and loving. They are cuddly lap dogs. And they're avid hikers, these dogs. And I met them the other night, and they are so sweet. They're good dogs. They belong to my neighbor. And they come with grandparents who sit and who love to take them hiking. So they're always available to dog sit. So if you want any more information, or you want those little doggies, I think they come in a pair. So check it out. Call 467-2
for the price of one, and the price is free.
467-8647. You know what I call it when you have a pair of dogs?
A pair of dogs. It is a paradox.
It's a pair of dogs paradox.
I know. It's a paradox. Yes,
indeed.
Ladies
and gentlemen, you've been listening.
It's scary when I know what you're going to say.
I know.
That's
that is
really
scary. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Diane Karp is the executive director of the Santa Fe Art Institute. She's with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Have a wonderful weekend.
Everybody have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful week. Lucky you live in Santa Fe.
Yes, and if you don't live in Santa Fe, come visit, or we'll come visit you in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho and Taos and
Cerrillos and Madrid and
Los Alamos and Embuto and Dixon and all these other places. All right, so we're at KSFR, streaming at KSFR.org, podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services.
And thank you, Mary Lynn.
And thank you, the wonderful Mary Lynn LeBlanc. And Facebook.com/Radio Cafe MC. Hasta la vista, everybody.
Ciao. Adios.